USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politics is front and center today. The Georgia Senate runoff elections are going to the polls. The two Senate seats will determine the numerical makeup of lawmakers.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher.
If Republicans win both races, they will control the Senate majority with only 52 seats. If Democrats win both, it'll be a 50-50 Senate. A split would produce a 51-49 GOP majority. The New York Stock Exchange announced late Monday it no longer plans to delist three Chinese companies. In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The Stand Your Ground provision in Ohio is now law. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement Monday, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. Supporters of the measure have praised the signing, saying Ohio's laws now favor the victim instead of the criminal. DeWine had threatened to veto the measure unless the state legislature took up a package of gun laws that he proposed following the August 2019 mass shooting in Dayton that saw 10 people killed. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ohio remains an open carry state, meaning that individuals who legally possess a firearm can openly carry in Ohio with or without a concealed handgun license. Stephen Brandenburg, the Wisconsin hospital employee accused of destroying hundreds of COVID-19 vaccines, says he believes the vaccine could harm people and change their DNA. Grafton Police reported as the probable cause. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The President's phone call over the weekend to Georgia Secretary of State's office has raised a few eyebrows. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, has been drawing reactions since its Sunday release. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says that with the tape's release, the Secretary of State can't be trusted. She tells Fox News that during the call, the president was trying to shine a light on some of the data from the November election.
The claims the president was making, he walked through on that phone call. If you read the transcript, the various tranches of ballots that he has used publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation with the President of the United States and his attorney.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The polls in today's Georgia Senate runoffs will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Veteran talk show host Larry King, who was recently hospitalized with COVID-19, has been moved out of the intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital and is breathing on his own. King's family reported that he continues to improve. He and his sons thanked everyone for the outpouring of support and can't wait to get home. King is 87 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.